It's time for America to Get to Meet Daniel Camarena. He is here thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. Daniel, I found out at 28 years of age, you were called up from AAA El Paso earlier on Thursday, and then that was a part of your day. What has this been like ever since all that has happened to you?
Oh, my God, guys. First off, thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Sure.
And it's just been a whirlwind, you know, from the flight, getting here and, like, just waking up at, like, 4:30, packing bags. And then, you know, like I said, just being on a flight to stepping up to the plate with Max pitching and then the grand slam and then the chain and the walk-off win. Just surreal. Awesome, awesome day.
All right, let's put this in perspective. Where were you earlier this week?
I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was on a bus going back to El Paso. It's kind of like just settling in back in El Paso.
Yeah. And then, so we, like, go over like the last 48 hours of your life, if you can, and really just kind of in a timetable and in chronological order, and explain what this has been like for you.
Oh, man, it's been everything. It's just like what every kid dreams of, you know? Like, you know, I was in the backyard with my brother when we were kids, and we'd always talk about bases loaded and hitting big home runs. That's just it, man, just like being a kid in that moment. I'm just trying to soak it all in and savor it, man. I don't know if I'll do anything cooler than that in my life.
We were watching the broadcast last night, Daniel, as you were rounding the bases. By the way, in the career that has been Max Scherzer, you are the first relief pitcher. You are the first pitcher to hit a home run off of him. And you hit a grand slam and the place is going nuts. You said you blacked out. What was it like running the bases, trying to make sure that you didn't trip, you didn't fall because of what you just did against Max Scherzer?
Yeah, I hit it. And then, man, I looked to right field, and immediately my first thought was like, there's no way. Like, there's absolutely no way. I thought I died, went to heaven, and came back, like, and just, you know, rounding the bases. And that's when it starts, like, kind of hitting. And, you know, I just started thinking about my dad. You know, I kissed my tattoo before I crossed home plate. And then Haas, freaking Will, Grish, Manny with the chain. It was just like, whoa, like overload of emotions.
Man, you know, Daniel, Freddie mentioned it at the start. You know, you get drafted by the Yankees in the 20th round a decade ago, and you've traveled from the Yankees to the Cubbies. You know, now you're with the Pods, and you have this moment. You just go back to that day you get drafted by the Yankees to right now. What has this journey for you been like to immortality?
Oh, my God, you guys. It's just so many life lessons along the way. I've been baseball, you know, for the last 10 years has taught me so much about what hard work, what real dedication is, and, you know, just all the workouts and sacrifices. Like, you know, I was doing all that for the pitching side of it. I never thought in my wildest dreams it'd be the bat getting all the attention, you know, talking about it. I've been grinding, working on my mechanics, working on my pitches. Like, the last thing I've been working on is my swing. So, I don't know, man. I'm just super thankful for that moment, that opportunity. You know, being a up and down guy, you never know how long you're going to be up for. So, you try to make an impact or just, you know, help the team win on that given day. And like I said, I didn't think I was going to impact the game in that kind of way.
Wow. Great stuff by Daniel Camarena. He is on everybody's lips and in everybody's minds, the San Diego Padres pitcher who last night hit a grand slam off Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer, becoming the first relief pitcher to hit a grand slam since Don Robinson did in 1985, and the first pitcher to hit a grand slam in his first career hit since the immortal Bill Dugleby of the Philadelphia Phillies did it in 1898. He joins us here at Freddie and Fitzsimmons. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. I love what you said, Dan. I know Ian would agree with me on this one. Learning the life lessons, being a guy going up and down, not knowing exactly how long that contract is going to last, how long that time is going to last. What has kept you going throughout this whole thing?
My family. My family's been supporting me since day one. I mean, they sacrificed so much for me. Just like, you know, the older I get, I realize what my parents did every weekend, driving me to tournaments, buying me baseball, you know, bats, cleats. My parents got a batting cage for our house. And just, you know, it's just been like a tight-knit family thing of just like, hey, we keep going. You know, you never give up. You never lose faith. And, you know, we lost my dad 2 years ago. And just through some like health complications, but the last words my dad ever told me while we were at lunch was just follow your dream. And then it was, you know, like a couple of days before he had passed away. So those words stuck with me. I have them on my wrist with my tattoo. That's why I kissed it. And that's one of the main reasons that keeps me going. You know, it's kind of what my dad told me to do. So every time I step out into the field on a big league, you know, level, I just think about him a lot.
You're a native of Bonita, California, and you know exactly what the San Diego Padres means to that community. So many Padres fans, especially involving your family. What do you think your dad would tell you after all of this that has happened to his son the last 24 to 48 hours?
Oh, man. My dad wasn't a man of much words, man. He'd probably he'd have a big old cheesy smile, man. I think, you know, he'd always, anytime I did anything like that in my youth career, he'd just kind of smile and shake his head. So I think that's what he'd probably do.
Wow. If you were my son, I'd be like, did you really black out? You didn't take a mental snapshot rounding first? Are you out of your mind?
It was surreal, you guys. It's out of body experience. Like, I was trying to explain it to somebody who was like, you know, when you first get on a roller coaster and you get that feeling of just like, whoa,
yep.
Like it just felt like that continuous. Like it didn't stop. Like,
it sounds like you almost fell down, man. Like the legs didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, in my debut, I got the comebacker to me, and the same thing happened. I couldn't feel my legs when I threw the ball to first base. And the same thing here. I was just rounding first base, and I was like, this can't be happening. Like, there's no way.
I just went yard off Scherzer. Not just yard, but
exactly.
A slam.
Wow.
Exactly.
Man, oh, man.
It was unbelievable. There's some magic in this stadium here. And, you know, whenever the bases get loaded, it just seems like, man, the fans are just willing it to happen. And, man, to be part of it, I'm just super grateful and thankful. So.
Daniel Camarena, San Diego Padres pitcher, joining us here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio. You're in that clubhouse. You know this team's in a dogfight in the NL West. You got the Giants over here. You got the Dodgers over there, Daniel. You got your team right here.
Right.
You got so many different personalities, great personalities, as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago about that team. What was it like for you walking in that clubhouse and you know, okay, at least for a day, I get a chance to be teammates with a Fernando Tatis Jr., a Manny Machado. What was that initial reaction by you like?
Yeah, it's something you just try and savor that moment, you know, and try and take it all in because you never know when that opportunity might come again. So, I mean, just trying to be all ears while I'm here, you know, listen, learn from these guys who, you know, they're doing it at such a high level and there's so much talent in this clubhouse. So just trying to be like a sponge and soak everything up. And then obviously like, hey, you know, I'm here and to do my part too. So.
Well, man, go deal. And I saw your brother there. I know what my brothers would be telling me today. Hey, that was yesterday. Don't bleep it up tonight.
Exactly. No, we've got to turn the page and we got to get ready to go tonight, man. Yeah. But it's just been a surreal moment. And just so happy, so thankful.
And we're so happy and thankful for you, Daniel. Continued success, my friend. No matter what life in baseball throws in front of you, we know it's not going to stop you. Continued success. Thanks for joining us, Freddie and Fitzsimmons. And you take care.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.